Hi, Nelly.
Hi.
Are you feeling ready for some questions?
Yes, slightly ready.
Okay. I must admit, these questions are not my own.
No?
No.
Who are these?
I think Kelly wrote them.
Mm.
But maybe also there was another secret writer.
Maybe.
Okay, I have the first one. And it goes like this. Do you remember the flooded forest, the boats sailing through it?
Yeah, I do remember. And I remember getting wet feet and looking down to the water and acknowledging some of the old roots drowning and some new roots sprouting. And I remember feeling sad and hopeful.
How deep was the water?
It was like 1 meter and a half. Yeah.
So not enough to cover.
Not you. Enough to cover all my body when I was standing up.
Then I have another question. Does time make you clever? This is a tricky one.
So tricky. Yes and no. I think it definitely makes me clever, but not in a way where I like acknowledge it on the journey of time. But sometimes it also makes me spin around and around. Yeah.
Do you have a feeling for which way? Is it like this way? Or this way?
It can be both, and it can be one time the other way and then two times the other.
Okay.
I think.
That one sounds the most intense, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Or three more. Okay. Can you leave marks and be proud?
I think it depends on I don't think I myself can leave marks and be proud, but within relations and the looks and the eyes and the warmth and the talk with others, I'm able to do that, and it feels really nice. But it's also, it can be concerning for me.
Yeah, I can also be very concerned.
Yes.
With this.
Yeah.
Not your marks, but my own.
Yes. How do you deal with that?
I would say that time has not made me clever in this way of dealing with this kind of concern. I feel like often what I do is I sit on a chair and stare out the window and be very concerned.
That doesn't sound nice.
No. But then sometimes, this is what's helpful about living in kind of a busy street. Sometimes somebody walks past the window, and like this morning somebody was like, and this was really helpful.
Yeah.
I was like, ah.
I really know that feeling.
Yeah.
That distraction or or maybe, yeah. But also dive into something else.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, it was so nice then this person and their very rough throat. It's like, ah, there's so many lives being lived.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of this moment I had some years ago walking the street and being concerned. And I saw this person like stamping on cardboard. And I don't know, but it really felt like, or like I just imprinted that moment for being an unconcerned moment in time.
Can you like describe the stamping and the cardboard more?
I think the person I guess was like really happy and or looked happy or was at least like shining somehow, and I think that really like that was the thing that took me in.
Yeah.
But the stamping was very much like regular cardboard.
The usual dance.
Yeah, the usual dance. Maybe I also recognized that dance.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember working at this taco shop, and I stamped so much cardboard out the back.
Yeah, did you enjoy?
Yeah, well, not at the beginning, because I felt really, like, inexperienced, which it never occurred to me that it was something that I would feel bad at, crushing a box.
Yeah.
But it's just like the other chefs, they were just so stylish with this thing. Like they'd just done it for so many years and they were just like, kacha, kacha, kacha. And then I was just like kicking the box and it was staying whole, you know? And that's so embarrassing, I think.
I can so much relate.
Yeah. But then over the years, I became more like, I have a bit more of a map of how these boxes are built, like where they're glued. And now I would say I'm very proud of my my cardboard disassembly. Yeah.
Making it flat.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, I want to ask you another question. And I guess this one is also about the images that this show is about. And it's, how does it feel like to be inside several paintings?
It feels it can feel overwhelming, but it can also not be it can also just feel like I'm just one of many that also could be trapped inside these same paintings and could have that same experience. And yeah, but I guess like the story about me being in these paintings have been really shaping me in some ways. And I think when I started entering these paintings. I also started like a development, like kind of the same time of like, yeah, finding out another way to, I don't know, float and but also appreciate and like, yeah. And affirmate.
I think I'm not so good with big words, and no, I'm supposed to be the English speaker, but it sounds right.
I think.
So they kind of like were being made. There's also these streams were happening in you.
Yeah, and also the streams of my relations to Kelly entering and making that relation, like, or like, I think some, for me, the paintings have some kind of become like a bond of that relation. That is like, have been really important for me. And it's also, I think, because it's there as a painting, it feels really strong. So, and it feels like it stays there. And it's not like so, it doesn't fly away, you know. And I just think the thing about like making each other into paintings, motifs. It's just a really great thing to do, to help each other. To learn.
Also, I guess it takes the pressure off the... Well, it's just nice existing more places at once.
Have you been? Are you in any painting or motif?
I'm not sure. I have made a lot of paintings. But I don't remember any right now. Oh, I made some of myself.
How have that been feeling?
It's like the one I remember is from a long time ago. It was when I was 5. And I made painting, like with these, they're called textures in Australia, these like tush things that like clip together.
Yeah.
So nice, these things. And I just remember that I was super happy with this drawing. Like, lived on for a while also in my house. And the t-shirt was upside down, which was really nice. So, like, my arms were below the torso.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, felt really, really good in later years to remember. That I had yet to discover the order. Okay, I want to ask another question. And it is, what does a wave and you have in common?
It's a cute question.
It's a bit like trivia. Or like, what's it, like a quiz?
Yeah.
I really like it.
I don't... it's difficult to answer. not used to answer question like that about myself.
Oh.
Mm.
Are you imagining like a sound wave or a wave in the ocean or like this kind of a wave?
I'm really like imagine the ocean wave.
Okay.
I'm very much ocean person.
Yeah.
But I think like I am, I guess like in a way that oceans are water particles. I don't know. I think they are.
I'm so far agreeing scientifically. People can call in if we're wrong about this.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I guess I am very good at, or like I am very much like sticking with a lot of other particles.
Mm.
And in that way, therefore, maybe being able to make this movement of a wave together.
Mm. Oh, this is a really beautiful answer, I think.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Hmm. Okay, that was all the questions.
Thank you.
Through the medium of me.
You are very good at asking.
You are so good at answering. And now we're going to have a song from a film called Howl's Moving Castle.
Sekai no yaku 花の香り。 See them and my lady.
I would just like to say thank you so much for being on this show, Nelly and Kelly.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of the images and all of the layers of paint sitting in a studio somewhere. Maybe they're somewhere else also, I don't know. Nobody knows. Okay, and then...
And also, thank you to all the people who made the music.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
And thank you to you. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I take it back. Okay, but have a good week, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. I started something bad. Yeah. Beautiful week. Goodbye.
But I do love you. everything you do. Oh, I do.
Darling, I need you. Thank you.